COVID-19 shots for kids could be coming soon as an FDA panel considers recommending the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for young children. Plus, Jeff Bezos' company Blue Origin is planning to help build a new space station. And we take a look at the escalating tensions between China and Taiwan.
Beijing has sent a record number of warplanes near Taiwan's airspace, and that has escalated the relations or the situation in the Strait of Taiwan.
It's Tuesday, October 26th. I'm Keith Collins, filling in for Peter Granitz with The Wall Street Journal. Here's the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. An advisory panel at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is set to consider endorsing the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 shot for young children. If recommended, the FDA could authorize the vaccine's use in children ages 5 to 11 within days. Dr. Larry Kosielek is an infectious disease specialist at Lurie Children's Hospital, and he says vaccinating children is crucial in order to return to normal life.
Widespread community transmission is primarily the reason why schools aren't back to normal, why many sports don't look like what they looked like before the pandemic. Children we know can transmit this virus to other people in the community that are more vulnerable.
If approved by the FDA, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to set a policy for children to get the shot. Facebook has been trying to hire a big-name Democrat to oversee its U.S. lobbying operations. But prominent Democrats have been rebuffing lucrative jobs at the company, and senior Democratic lobbyists are leaving its Washington team as President Biden and Congress threaten tougher regulations. A Facebook spokesman said that it takes time to find the right person to lead its lobbying team and that the company hasn't struggled to attract and retain Democrats. Chinese developer Modern Land has failed to repay a $250 million bond, adding to a string of missed payments by Chinese real estate companies. The green developer cited an unexpected cash crunch caused by factors including macroeconomics, the real estate industry environment, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Modern Land didn't say if the failure to repay the bond would immediately constitute an event of default or whether it would trigger cross-default provisions on other debts. And Jeff Bezos' space company will help build a new private space station. Blue Origin is working with a unit of Sierra Nevada, Boeing, and others to create a station that is meant to become operational after 2025. The facility will be called Orbital Reef and aims to generate revenue from government agencies and private customers like entertainment companies. Space companies including NanoRacks and Axiom have in recent weeks announced work on their own facilities too, as NASA prepares to wind down the International Space Station. Now it's a big week for tech earnings, with Alphabet, Twitter, and Microsoft all on the docket for today. Just yesterday, Facebook said a recent app privacy policy change rolled out by Apple is creating challenges for the social media giant. This came days after Snap blamed the move for an expected slowdown in revenue growth. To delve further into the impact Apple's move is having on fellow tech giants, markets reporter Caitlin Ostroff joins us from London. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Keith.
So what specific impact is Apple's policy change having on the business of tech companies such as Facebook and Snap?
Yeah, so obviously in April, Apple started requiring apps to ask users if they want their information to be tracked. And so with Facebook, that being ad sales being a primary revenue source for them, that's really slowed their growth in the most recent quarter. And that change has made it harder for advertisers to target their ads and get information as to how well their ads have performed. And you've seen this also affect companies, social media companies like Snap.
Google parent Alphabet is set to report its quarterly earnings today. What kind of effect might the Apple policy change have on that company?
Yeah, so you actually might see the opposite effect with Google, just because, you know, they're clearly a competitor to Apple. And so this change in Apple's policy has actually potentially driven small businesses and other ad buyers to their platform because they can still get that more targeted information, which they may not necessarily be able to get on Apple. And so you might actually see Google's retail ad segment having benefited from this policy.
And what can we expect from Microsoft's and Twitter's earnings?
Yeah, and so with Twitter, it being a social media company, you know, at least the market perspective seems to be that you could also see this slow its ad growth and its ad performance just because that's a bunch of data that buyers are used to getting that all of a sudden they don't have access to. And with Microsoft, obviously, they also run Bing, they have their own ad growth that they do, and you might actually see them benefiting as well because, you know, they're yet another competitor to Apple, and maybe this strengthens them a bit.
Caitlin Ostroff in London, thanks very much.
Thanks so much.
Coming up, growing tensions between China and Taiwan have raised concerns about a conflict and whether the island can defend itself without allied help. We get the latest from Taipei next.
Your Money Briefing will explore what you need to know to become a homeowner and how to sustain your home by learning ways to manage the costs from unexpected expenses.
You're basically always in a state of checking. You're always keeping your eye open for anything that could be going wrong with your house. Your house is a complicated machine. It has a lot of systems and components in it, and those systems and components are getting older. They're wearing out.
You can get early access to our series, Buying a Home and Keeping It, on WSJ Special Access, only for WSJ subscribers.
When President Biden said last week the U.S. would protect Taiwan if China attacked it, the White House scrambled to clarify. The U.S. strategy toward Taiwan is known as strategic ambiguity, basically declining to say what it would do in the event of an attack on Taiwan. Taipei sees the island as separate from mainland China. It's never been under Beijing's rule since the Communist Party took over 72 years ago. Relations between the two have been tense recently, with some Taiwanese officials warning of a possible attack. My colleague Peter Granitz spoke to our reporter Joyu Wang, who is based in Taipei. Let's take a listen.
Joyu, good morning.
Good morning.
We should start with some quick background here. Remind us of the relationship between mainland China and Taiwan.
Sure. Long story short, this can date back to the Chinese Civil War during the late 1940s, when Chiang Kai-shek lost to Mao Zedong and fled to Taiwan. Since then, the Communist Party considered Taiwan part of its territory, even though it never have ruled the island, but has since voted to take control of it.
The U.S. has its strategic ambiguity policy for Taiwan. How does that square with its one China policy to Beijing?
So the U.S. has acknowledged that Beijing's one China policy, but didn't say whether or not it agree with China's position.
How likely is it that that policy might change?
So far, analysts would assume the U.S. to continue, you know, its policy towards Taiwan for now. We haven't seen any sign from Washington that the U.S. are going to change its positions toward Taiwan, as the White House Secretary clarified after Biden's remarks last week.
And remind us what's been going on between mainland China and Taiwan in the past month.
Right. Just before the Chinese National Day in early this month, Beijing has sent a record number of warplanes near Taiwan's airspace, and that has escalated the relations or the situation in the Strait of Taiwan. On the other hand, Taiwan has also proposed that, you know, a special military budget to encounter the increasing threat from China.
How capable is the Taiwanese military right now?
These are good questions. According to our reports, quite a few people from the U.S. and Taiwan locally concerned about Taiwan's resource forces because of readiness. There are a couple of problems that Taiwan probably has to face and deal with. But to be fair, Taiwan also has a pretty good professional troops and pretty well-trained pilots and other professional special forces.
Yeah, you wrote about that. You wrote that it's a morale problem, right, with its conscripted force?
That's right. Many of the conscripts that's being called up to the military might not necessarily want to be there for a variety of reasons. Conscription isn't popular among Taiwan's young population because of what people get out of it say is, you know, poor training. Many of them see it as a waste of time. So the young folks would wanted to pursue their career instead of, you know, spending a couple of months in the military. And that has been quite a few creative ways to avoid conscriptions. And apparently getting away is one of the most common way for these Taiwanese young people to do.
Does that leave Taiwan in a place that it's going to need other nations to turn to in the event of an attack?
According to some opinion polls, quite a few Taiwanese will expect U.S. and its ally to come if there's an event of conflicts. But Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen recently has also hoping to make a point to the allies that, you know, Taiwan are going to do its job to prepare for any crisis.
How likely is an attack? Is that crisis?
There's no immediate sign saying that there is going to be a conflict for now. But the tensions definitely have risen within the couple of weeks.
Joyu Wang is a reporter based in Taiwan. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And finally, imagine if your toddler was cooking your dinner tonight. We are used to kids playing in the kitchen, but now more parents are giving toddlers the space, turning the play kitchen into a food preparation area, encouraging kids to prepare food with minimal parental interference. Reporter Margaret Lin explains why this might be a good idea.
Lots of parents will go through a typical DIY hack, and that includes drilling a hole in the sink, and also making sure that there's water flow, whether that's installing in a special faucet or just installing in a traditional water dispenser. And basically with those two things, along with a cutting board, children are able to create their own snacks and cut their own fruit, arrange crackers and cheese, and all of those types of things that you would expect that maybe like six-year-olds would be able to do, but now two-year-olds are doing it.
And that's What's News for Tuesday morning. We'll be back tonight with a new show. I'm Keith Collins, filling in for Peter Granitz with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.